few nights after the full moon in the hottest month of the year, off the coast of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, under the surface of the Caribbean Sea, it appears to be snowing underwater. But it's not an aquatic snowstorm, it's the annual spawning event of the Elkhorn coral. This reef-building coral is considered critically endangered, but for the last three summers, members of the National Aquarium have worked alongside partners from around the globe to lend a helping hand during the Elkhorn's annual spawning event to help restore its population. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Corals are living organisms, invertebrates that live collectively in colonies of polyps. Elkhorn coral, with its large, antler-shaped branches, serves as the backbone of reefs in the Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico, creating critical habitat for a host of species and protecting the shoreline from powerful storms. It was once considered one of the most common corals in its range, but due partially to human-induced factors, such as an influx of polluted runoff, its populations have diminished significantly. Hope for this coral's rebound lies in its annual spawning event, which occurs a few nights after the full moon in the heat of summer, specifically between 9:30 and 10:15 p.m. local time. Mysteriously and somewhat incredibly, these coral polyps know exactly when to release their reproductive cells into the water, and it's these swirling cells that create the illusion of snow falling underwater. Each coral polyp in a colony is a separate animal, but it is often genetically identical to its neighboring polyps. For successful fertilization to occur and for the elkhorn to broaden its gene pool and expand its population, reproductive cells from genetically different colonies need to connect. Otherwise, their spawning efforts are in vain. Unfortunately, the few colonies of elkhorn that remain are often located far apart on the ocean floor, making this chance meeting highly unlikely despite their incredible coordination and timing. That's where members of the National Aquarium team, working with partners from across the United States and Mexico, have stepped in to help. For the past three summers, aquarium staff have traveled to the Yucatan Peninsula to work with SeaCor International, an organization that promotes worldwide coral reef conservation, as well as local stakeholders to facilitate the fertilization process of the elkhorn coral. During the elkhorn's spectacular spawning event, the SeaCor team and partners collect the elkhorn's reproductive cells from different colonies as they're released into the water, protecting them from predation. The cells are immediately combined with cells from other colonies in sterilized seawater that is free from contaminants. Successful fertilization from the 2017 event resulted in more than 100,000 coral embryos, which were monitored around the clock until the juvenile corals were ready to be placed back on the ocean floor and continue growing. This process increases the genetic diversity of the elkhorn, a critical step in restoring this ecologically important species. Coral reefs constitute less than 1% of the ocean floor, yet they support an estimated 25% of all ocean life, and an estimated 75% of corals, including the elkhorn, are considered threatened or endangered. Every bit as beautiful as they are fragile, corals are extremely sensitive to changes in light, temperature, and water acidity, all conditions that are influenced by climate change. But there is good news. With the right environmental conditions, corals can grow and repair themselves. Individuals can take simple everyday actions, such as reducing fertilizer use and choosing reef-safe sunscreen, to help make the ocean a more suitable place for corals around the world to thrive. To learn more about coral reefs and how you can help protect them, visit aqua.org/coral-reefs. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.